7:02 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station watching on all the medical mistakes, claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just want to check something out here. Ah, jeez. Anyway. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. You just heard Freddie and the Ravens do The Big Itch from the compilation of the same name. Originally released on the WED label in 1962. For that, Pete Harcourt did Sneaky Pete. Originally released on HBR in 1966. Right off the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 3. Soul Suspects did Handle It. A track originally released on the Black Prince label in 1969. Right off the compilation The Get It. And a couple that kind of didn't want to belong there when you think about the whole set. Wanda Jackson, In the Middle of a Heartache, 1961 on Capitol. David Jones, yes, Davy Jones, who would eventually become one of the Monkees. And Theme for a New Love, came out in 1965 on Colpix. And we kicked it off with Danny Luciano with Get Into It. Track released originally on the Lumar label, unknown date. I got off the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 4. Anyway, coming up in the second hour will be this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
say goodbye with a smile. When you're sad, I feel bad, and baby, I like your style.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
He's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves you. Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
If I believe everything they say, it would break what I want. That's what I want. That's what.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard a band called The Henchmen. They were from Australia. And That's What I Want. It's previously unreleased. I have no idea when it was recorded, but I got off the compilation Ugly Things, a CD. Came out in 1999 on the Raven label. Well, that Tico and the Triumphs from 1961 on Amy did I Don't Believe Them. Another one of unknown origin, but probably Japan, sometime in the late 50s. And Kya Kya Shout by the Three Cats. I got off the compilation Big Deal, came out in 2001 on Mademoiselle. Before that, Loretta Lynn did You Ain't Woman Enough, 1966 on Decca US. And then before that, was this week's song that everybody knows, The Turtles and Eleanor. 1967 on White Whale, and that's what it said on Discogs. I had the single forever, but I thought I got it like in the seventh grade, which we put in 1969. I don't know. Then I kicked it off with the Magic Lanterns and Baby I Gotta Go Now. Actually a fitting exit tune, but hey, you know, I had a bunch of exit tunes. Got to play them sometime besides the exit. 1968 on Atlantic. Anyway, we got one more break to go. Before we put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
One dark and windy day, upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way, when all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw came rushing through the ragged skies, and up a cloud it drove. Yippee-yay! Ghost riders in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath you could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard. And he heard the mournful cry. sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked in sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever in the range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. And they ride hard to hear them cry. Yippee-yi-yi. Riders in the sky. Riders loomed on by him, it wouldn't call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell and riding on a rain, then kind of change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch this devil herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yi. Yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Hey there, children. This is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show. You are listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. Down to
out past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. You just heard the Canadian Squires, a.k.a. the band, from 1965 on the Apex label up in Canada, and Leave Me Alone. You can find that on the compilation Howlin' for My Darling, came out in Y2K on Teenage Shutdown. Well, that, the Canadian Squire, oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry, the Chardells did Black Crack, originally released on the Music Forum label. No idea when it was released. Off the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 4. The Moody Blues before that from the first album. And My Baby's Gone, 1965 on London. Well, the first US album, I should say. The Secrets before that, and Learning to Forget, 1963 on the Philips label. Tom Jones kicked it off with his version of Riders in the Sky from the German release, actually, of the Green, Green Grass of Home LP. Came out in 1967 on Decca in Germany. Anyway, let's get right back into it. Bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Where it doesn't snow. Now, if God was black, as you say, then his son would also have to be black. You ain't going to tell me that Jesus is black.
Well, now you're catching on. They already proved that Jesus was an Ethiopian.
Wait a minute. Now, you say he's an Ethiopian. A Presbyterian say he's a Presbyterian.
If you ever leave
the town where you live,
town where you live. right here having fun as usual.
Eastern time, they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, would-have-could-have, and never were's from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the show. You just heard Davey Allen and the Arrows and Make Love, Not War. Originally released on Tower in 1967, I got off a compilation, Everything You Always Want to Know About 60s Mind Expansive Punkadelic Garage Rock Instrumentals, but we're afraid to ask. And before that, the U.S. group and a little bit of something is all better than a whole lot of nothing. From Winning Sides Volume 2, originally released on the Uptown label in 1966. Glad Mad Comics, two from the compilation Digging for Gold Volume 3. Mad Comics and So Down, originally released on the Nashville label in Sweden in 1966. For that, the Moondogs did Trying to Make You See from the same compilation. I think they were from Sweden too. The Fabs before that with Dino Wants Religion, originally released on the Cotton Ball label in 1966. I got off on Back from the Grave, Volume 4. It released in 1986 on Crypt. And we kicked it off with the previously unreleased track by the Jades and Run and Hide. I got off the compilation Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 2. Came out in 2004 on Norton. Anyway, my name is Alex. And as always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Thank you all for listening. Take care. Golden sky and the
sweet self.